Hello, it's Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Still trying things out over here, trying to figure out how I can do the show regularly. But here we go. Always start with the top story, and the eclipse was the big event yesterday. A little disappointing here in Nashville. There's just a lot of clouds out there, so you couldn't see a whole lot. If you're wondering what to do with your glasses, there are some groups out there like Astronomers Without Borders. Can donate your glasses. Warby Parker is one of their national collecting partners. There are more than 240 Warby Parker stores across the country, so if you can, drop them off there, or you can hang on to them for 20 years. The next total solar eclipse in the U.S. will happen in 2044, so 20 years away. Also interesting to me that Google searches for, quote, eyes hurt went way up yesterday after the eclipse, so apparently not everybody was using their glasses. Right. In sports, the 2024 March Madness tournament is officially in the books. Congratulations to the fellows from UConn on winning their second straight tournament. They beat Purdue 75-60 last night. That's a pretty large margin. Back-to-back wins for them. And I'm a day late with this one, but congrats to the South Carolina women on their undefeated season and big win over Iowa. We got together and watched that game with some friends. The numbers are not totally in yet, but they're saying it had a preliminary audience of almost 19 million people. The number is expected to go up, and it's the most watched basketball game in 5 years. The women were the main attraction this year for sure. And the other big sports story at the moment is the Masters. If you don't know, it's one of the four men's major golf championships. And it gets started Thursday in Augusta, Georgia. Masters week has arrived. All right, a few entertainment headlines here this morning. One of the big ones to break yesterday was Jonathan Majors. He's been on trial for assaulting his former girlfriend, and he was sentenced to probation. He's avoiding jail time. 1 year of domestic violence counseling for him. A couple more stories. Gypsy Rose Blanchard is now officially filed for divorce. She filed yesterday. And Cindy Crawford is the latest celeb to get into the tequila game. She's teaming up with George Clooney's Casamigos to launch Casamigas Jalapeno Tequila. In movie and TV news, Robert Downey Jr. is getting a lot of attention for saying that he would happily play Iron Man again. He said that role is part of his DNA, so yes, I would assume that at some point he will be back as Iron Man. This one had been rumored for a while, and now it's official. Jeremy Allen White from The Bear is going to star as Bruce Springsteen in an upcoming biopic. He is officially signed on. For the Dune fans out there, we just found out that Dune Part 2 will officially get an extended release. An even longer version of the movie is going to hit IMAX theaters April 19th. A couple dates to be aware of. Toy Story 5 is coming out June 19th of 2026, so it's going to be a bit. And a TV date, Pat Sajak's last episode of Wheel of Fortune will be June 7th of this year. This upcoming June 7th is Pat's last show. And lastly, this is cool. One of my favorite comedians, John Mulaney, this is different. He's doing a 6-episode live special for Netflix. It's going to involve a bunch of different comedians, but every night that week, episode 1 is going to debut on May 3rd. 6 episodes of this live special from John Mulaney. Okay, some music headlines. This is going to be the big one for a while. In case you missed it, Morgan Wallen was arrested again Sunday night after he threw a chair off the roof of a bar here in Nashville. According to police officers, this chair landed mere feet from them. Could have been very bad if it hit somebody. He was charged with 3 felony counts of reckless endangerment and 1 count of disorderly conduct. I personally can't imagine he'll do any jail time, but some reports say he could face up to 6 years. We'll see what happens. A couple Beyonce updates. She is now the first black woman to ever have a number one country album. That's pretty cool. Cowboy Carter is at the top of that chart. And her 6-year-old daughter, Rumi Carter, is now the youngest female artist to chart on the Billboard Hot 100. She's on Beyonce's song Protector. And she took that record from her older sister, Blue Ivy, which is kind of nuts. And lastly, Beyonce and Post Malone, they gave Levi's stock a 20% boost after their song Levi's Jeans came out. In other country news, Kelsea Ballerini just hosted the CMT Music Awards for the 4th time, and she said she's done with that hosting gig. She said she loves it, but she wants to do something else. And by the way, Jelly Roll was the big winner Sunday night during that show. 3 awards for Jelly Roll. We just found out that Billie Eilish is going to release her next album on May 17th, so a little over a month away. It's called Hit Me Hard and Soft. I guess Rolling Stone briefly revealed the track list. She wasn't happy about that, so they took their post down. And in tour news, this is shocking to me, but Missy Elliott is about to go on her first ever headlining tour. She's never headlined a tour before. She's going to have Timbaland, Ciara, and Busta Rhymes out on the road with her. A few additional headlines here on this Tuesday morning, ripping through it today. You may have seen this headline yesterday. There was a shooting at a law firm in Vegas during a deposition. A lawyer shot his former daughter-in-law, as well as a fellow attorney, and himself, all fatal. In money news, we're less than a week away from tax day. Next Monday, April 15th. There's your reminder, just a few days away at this point. And lastly, the person that matched all six Powerball numbers on Saturday just came forward to claim their $1.3 billion jackpot. The winner was in Oregon, and if they take the lump sum, they're walking away with $621 million.
The show is over now.
Hey, all right, thanks for being here. I do appreciate you, as always. I know it's a quicker, more efficient version of this show, so if this is going to be a more regular thing, that's what you can expect, all right? Quick and to the point. I will talk to you again soon. Have a great Tuesday and a great week.